are going to begin this hour by talking sports. Stroman on Sports, to be precise, joined on the line by Dr. Debbie Stroman, as always at this time on Wednesdays. And even though UNC is off for the summer and there's not a whole lot happening sports-wise around campus, there is a lot to talk about, including five former Tar Heels winning the Women's World Cup a couple of days ago and some former Tar Heels playing pretty well in the NBA Summer League. So we've got a lot to talk about this week. Debbie, how are you?
Doing well. I'm just amazed that at the end of the NBA season, and when football's over, there are a lot of sports fans who say, now's my time to go outside and get in shape, and there's no game that's compelling me to stay inside and watch. But with what the soccer team did, our national team, we've been drawn to our TV sets. And then, of course, the NBA Summer League, the NBA continues to find ways to make money, which is, again, keeping us inside. So, yes, lots to talk about.
Exciting. I want to talk about the World Cup. I want to talk about the NBA Summer League. But now I got to go back and ask you about what you just said, because if you had said that 20 or 30 or 50 years ago that sports fans take the summer off in America, that would have made absolutely no sense. That says a lot about the state of things with baseball right now, doesn't it?
It does. I think many people feel that baseball is such a long season that it's better just to wait till playoffs, unless you've grown up in just a baseball city and you follow them throughout the year. But I think even the sports channels, in particular ESPN, they're always trying to find the next angle to draw in baseball fans. And it's everything, I think, in recent years, home runs, who's hitting those long balls out. And then looking at pitchers, pitchers who are, you know, on the about to throw a no-hitter. You know, we get the alerts now, you know, this pitcher is going into the seventh or eighth inning with a no-hitter. But they need compelling stories to get us drawn to the game. It's definitely changed as in the past. We just don't have that big, big market that is watching baseball. People like fast action things. And I think soccer definitely growing. Ice hockey's growing. Football's been there, and definitely basketball's been there.
How much do you think the steroid scandal really hit baseball? Because it seemed for a little while like revenues were up, attendance was up, TV ratings were up. Where now we're getting to that point where it's just declining a little bit until one day we wake up and no one cares about it anymore. And I think there was an entire generation that grew up watching these big name players hitting the long balls and breaking all the records. And then all of a sudden, everything that we had seen was called into question, including all of those records that we really cared about.
I think you're spot on. As much as we like to think that, you know, we can't pay attention to anything, you know, anything more than 30 seconds, we're on to the next thing. But I think people do remember how for many folks, their hearts were broken. When you have a team and a player that you've idolized and you know, really was measuring their statistics and comparing to other players, and then to find out that a lot of this was done in an illegal way or it gave you an unfair advantage, I think that turned off a lot of baseball fans. And now today when we watch, we still have questions even when people hit the ball out. Now we're looking at them. Are they on something? You know, can the science keep up with these can the game rules keep up with the science? Because we know that there are very, very bright people who have a lot of money who come up with different concoctions to avoid the testing, to make things seem clear in terms of their urine. There are just so many things that are out there that can offset all the rules that baseball continues to try to implement. But I think, you know, as they say, once your eyes have been open, you can't close them again. And I think people do question stats now and whether or not a player is doing it the real way without drugs, with any type of enhancement.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, so we've been talking about baseball. Let's talk about the thing that we were supposed to talk about, which is this awesome victory by the women's national team in the Women's World Cup a couple of days ago. Just such a compelling story, so many compelling storylines, so many star athletes really stepping it up on the national and now international stage and giving another shot in the arm to the sport of soccer in America as it continues to try to take off. This is a great victory a couple of days ago.
Absolutely. And I hope this passion, this energy does not stop. I've heard everything from maybe we need to look at having the MSL, the men's league, that has really taken off to have a sister team, or ways that we can combine and have double headers and things like that. We need to keep that boost going. There is no doubt there's a big drop from watching the national team to the local women's teams, professional leagues. But I think we have enough momentum now, especially after two World Cups now, that we need to do more in this area. We definitely have the pay equity thing that's very, very prominent. And since the women have filed suit, we're going to all watch and see how FIFA responds to that. The other thing that I don't think is good, but it brings about more conversation, is now comparing this team to the previous team. Mm-hmm. So which team is the GOAT? You know, who is the greatest ever? Certainly fun for conversation if you like that, but, you know, different things, times have changed, competition has changed, and I don't necessarily enjoy those types of conversations. Let's lift everyone up and celebrate the greatness that has occurred.
Well, sort of already thinking about the next 4 years and how the women's game is going to grow in the U.S. and internationally, and the next World Cup is just around the corner. And one of the things that we have seen in recent World Cups, even though the U.S. has won the last two in a row and continues to be one of the dominant countries in the nation in terms of women's soccer, and we're kind of seeing this in basketball as well, the extent to which the U.S. remains a dominant country on the international competitive sphere, but the parity between nations is growing as basketball in one case and women's soccer in another case continues to expand and become increasingly popular across the entire world.
And I think we can pat ourselves on the back, as in the United States, because we're responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
Being one of the most powerful nations in the world, people watch what we do, and that is definitely sports. And so when you have these amazing NBA stars, and when the country, the national team, decided to let the professionals play in the Olympics, that just really opened up another door to all these other countries to start developmental programs for elementary, middle school age children. And here we are, fast forward. Now what? Next year, we're going to be starting an NBA Africa League.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Chinese league. We've got, all these different leagues, all stemming from the United States. And I can see the same with soccer. You know, we've won now. We definitely need the men to at least, maybe get in the final eight. I think that will really help. That'll be much more effective than the women. But having these women as stars and little girls all around the world now following and wearing their jerseys and knowing their names, that will help women's soccer all across the country. And again, that is a big, big, I don't know if I want to say it's a side effect, but it's definitely something that we should be proud of, that the United States is helping to introduce such a great game around the world.
And what does it mean for kids growing up and for just Americans in general to see these women on the international stage, not just succeeding on the field and setting a great example that way, but also being vocal and outspoken off the field and being willing to speak their minds and take a stand when they've got that spotlight on them?
Well, I think now we add the advances in technology, because we've always had women athletes, especially the elite athletes, who've spoken up. And, you know, in more recent years, we can just talk about Billie Jean King.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a really, really important role model for girls and young women, as in a woman who believed that her abilities were not constrained by her gender. And then to have the big match, right? And where that got exposure, more and more women got confident. But we've had many women over the years who've been very, very confident in their beliefs and their values. But now we ratchet it up with this almost, on steroids, the social media. So now they can see Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe talk about politics and talk about, you know, the marginalized and people who need to fight for immigration rights. And now they're teaming up with politicians and entertainers. And so it's just at a different level. I want to make sure I'm clear in terms of the United States' role in growing the game. There is no doubt that this is a world game, and it is arguably the most popular game of soccer. And if our men were to step up to that next level, it would only help it go further. But the women can help with the women's game nationally.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Dr. Debbie Strowman, and as we wrap up, we got to turn to the other thing that people are following, especially kind of Carolina basketball fans, the Tar Heel basketball players, former Tar Heels in the NBA Summer League. As we get ready for the regular season to start, a lot of activity going on right now. How are they doing?
Well, they're doing well. Right now, again, the NBA just comes up with other ways to make money. I never thought I'd turn on ESPN in July and see all these different basketball games that are available. But in terms of the Tar Heel Nation, yes, you can follow our, you know, more recent, this past year's graduates. But it was nice to see Isaiah Hicks, Kennedy Meeks, all these guys out there still, they haven't given up on their dream. They're working out. They're trying to develop their bodies, change their bodies so they can be an NBA player. In particular, those two are on the New York Knicks Summer League team. So it's kind of fun to see that. And, of course, you know, the Tar Heel Nation is global. So there's lots of support for the players all across the league this summer.
And we'll keep following that. Dr. Debbie Strowman with Strowman on Sports. As always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.